Nancy Pelosi, GOP lawmakers who supported Texas lawsuit brought dishonor to the House. By Hannah Blow on December 12, 2020. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, on Friday issued a statement celebrating the Supreme Court's decision to dismiss the election case Texas lodged, concluding that the 126 Republican members of the House brought dishonor to the lower chamber by supporting the effort. On Friday, the Supreme Court formally rejected Texas's case against Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, in which the Lone Star State asserted they violated both the Elector's Clause and Constitution's Equal Protection Clause. Pelosi praised the decision while shaming the 126 Republicans who signaled support for the suit. The court has rightly dismissed out of hand the extreme, unlawful and undemocratic GOP lawsuit to overturn the will of millions of American voters, Pelosi said in a Friday statement. The 126 Republican members that signed onto this lawsuit brought dishonor to the House, she continued. Instead of upholding their oath to support and defend the Constitution, they chose to subvert the Constitution and undermine public trust in our sacred democratic institutions. Pelosi then called for lawmakers to focus on crushing the Chinese coronavirus and end their election subversion immediately. Notably, Pelosi had long refused to budge in negotiating for relief, sticking to the Democrats' $2.2 trillion proposal. However, she softened this month, signaling that she is now open to a smaller relief package, citing a purported Joe Biden victory as a motivating factor. 17 states had also supported Texas's lawsuit, President Trump himself referring to the case as the big one. "The Supreme Court really let us down. No wisdom, no courage," Trump exclaimed Friday night. Trump added on Saturday that he is the winner of the presidential election when only legal votes are counted, and he encouraged Georgians and Arizonians to vote Governor Brian Kemp, GA, and Governor Doug Ducey, Oz, both Republicans, out of office. Dozens of well-known conservatives are calling on state legislators to exercise their plenary power under the Constitution and appoint clean slates of electors to the Electoral College to support President Trump.